The imposed adjournment of the municipal elections is yet another tactic that leads to an additional collapse of Lebanese institutions. This occurred after an almost 7 months vacuum at the level of the presidency of the republic, with a caretaker government in charge since the last legislative elections. It has thus become routinely normal in Lebanon to witness deadlock spread across all sectors. The disastrous situation is not the result of sheer fate. It is rather the result of intentional and premeditated negligence. With no strong political intervention aimed at initiating the long-awaited economic, financial, and monetary reforms, the current situation will only worsen. If this intervention had been done following the numerous conferences in support of Lebanon, the economic situation would have taken another turn, for the better. Do you recall the Paris 1, Paris 2, and Paris 3 conferences? Do you recall CEDRA, Conference for Economic Development and Reform Through Enterprises, that was also held in Paris? Can we also go back to the petty political squabbles that destroyed all the opportunities offered by these conferences to launch economic reforms and curb the squandering of resources across all sectors? This recklessness is equivalent to collective suicide. If a country is offered outside help but misses the train due to petty squabbles, this can only be qualified as an utter lack of national responsibility, or even a lack of ethics from that specific country. Thus, all the futile arguments put forward by the various political parties, in line with their personal sectarian interests, fall by the wayside. Today, despite a dramatic situation and an endless series of collapses that are affecting the daily life and the dignity of the Lebanese, a glimmer of hope is looming on the horizon. In fact, the rescue plan requires a series of steps that have become common knowledge. These steps should include the rehabilitation of constitutional institutions and the election of a president who is respected on the local, Arab, and international scenes. One who is capable of establishing and maintaining constructive dialogue with all political forces without showing bias, prejudice, resentment, or vindictiveness. Simply put, what Lebanon needs is a head of state, male or female, who is respected on the local, Arab, and international levels. One who could rise above internal pettiness. Moreover, he must live up to the responsibilities imposed by his position. Doing so means not asking for personal favors, and not favoring any political party or bloc. In other words, the next president must lead his country with astuteness, rationality, professionalism, and a strong sense of responsibility. The future head of state will also have to join hands with a government that has gained the trust of the people, beginning with its prime minister and all the ministers. The president of the republic must ensure that the government receives broad political support in order to achieve effective outcomes, and must avoid partisanship and political obstructions that impede efficient execution. This is not a simple task given the current complex economic, monetary, and financial situation, and the harsh living conditions. What is needed is a comprehensive solution to tackle all fronts, starting with electricity, which has depleted the treasury, and gradually expanding to all other sectors. The systematic destruction of the country was imposed, but its rescue is a choice. Lebanon was once a model, praised for its pluralism and its mission. We cannot let it wither away.